You mean you talked that way and didn't mean anything? Didn't you mean to convey to him, Hickok, the idea that Mr. Clutter had a safe? You wanted Mr. Hickok to believe that, did you not? In his quiet way, Fleming was giving the witness a rough time. Wells plucked at his tie, as though the knot was suddenly too tight. And you meant for Mr. Hickok to believe that Mr. Clutter had a lot of money, didn't you? I told him Mr. Clutter had a lot of money, yes. Fleming once more elicited an account of how Hickok had fully informed Wells of his violent plans for the Clutter family. Then, as though veiled in a private grief, the lawyer wistfully said, "And even after all of that, you did nothing to discourage him?" "I didn't believe he'd do it." "You didn't believe him? Then why, when you heard about the thing that happened out here, why did you think he was the one that was guilty?" Wells cockily replied, "Because it was done just like he said he was going to do." Harrison Smith, the younger half of the defense team, took charge. Assuming an aggressive, sneering manner that seemed forced, for really he is a mild and lenient man, Smith asked the witness if he had a nickname. "No. I just go by Floyd." The lawyer snorted. "Don't they call you Squealer now? Or do they call you Snitch?" "I just go by Floyd," Wells repeated, rather hangdog. "How many times have you been in jail?"
"About 3 times.
"Some of those times for lying, were they?" Denying it, the witness said that once he'd gone to jail for driving without an operator's license, that burglary was the reason for his second incarceration, and the third, a 90-day hitch in an army stockade, had been the outcome of something that happened while he was a soldier. "We was on a train trip, guard. We got a little intoxicated on the train. Done a little extra shooting at some windows and lights." Everyone laughed. Everyone except the defendants. Hickok spat on the floor, and Harrison Smith, who now asked Wells why, after learning of the Holcomb tragedy, he had tarried several weeks before telling the authorities what he knew. "Weren't you," he said, "waiting for something to come out? Maybe like a reward?" "No." "You didn't hear anything about a reward?" The lawyer was referring to the reward of $1,000 that had been offered by the Hutchinson News for information resulting in the arrest and conviction of the Clutter murderers.
"I seen it in the paper."
"That was before you went to the authorities, wasn't it?" And when the witness admitted that this was true, Smith triumphantly continued by asking, "What kind of immunity did the county attorney offer you for coming up here today and testifying?" But Logan Green protested. "We object to the form of the question, Your Honor. There's been no testimony about immunity to anybody." The objection was sustained and the witness dismissed. As he left the stand, Hickok announced to everyone within earshot, "Son of a bitch. Anybody ought to hang, he ought to hang. Look at him. Gonna walk out of here and get that money and go scot-free." This prediction proved correct, for not long afterward Wells collected both the reward and a parole. But his good fortune was short-lived. He was soon in trouble again, and over the years has experienced many vicissitudes. At present, he is a resident of the Mississippi State Prison in Parchman, Mississippi, where he is serving a 30-year sentence for armed robbery.